This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Happening.
So you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
Chris Jasper, he's a former singer-songwriter and key member of the Isley Brothers, passed away at 73 following a brief battle with cancer. A classically trained musician, Jasper played a pivotal role in the group's transformation from a vocal trio to an R&B and funk powerhouse in between 1973 and 83. So he passed away.
Oh, and he wrote several of their hits.
Yeah.
So young.
Love the Isley Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody. It looks like Kathleen Kennedy plans to retire as Lucasfilm's president by the end of 2025 after more than a decade leading the Star Wars franchise. Since joining in 2012, she oversaw the Disney acquisition of Lucasfilm and relaunched Star Wars with The Force Awakens, but faced challenges with director's changes and unfulfilled projects. Her tenure included hits like Rogue One and struggles like Solo, and beyond that, she actually had a legendary career. She was part of E.T., Indiana Jones, and Back to the Future, earning her 8 Oscar nominations.
Why don't they just get smart and hire Carl Middleman to run that
no,
franchise?
No.
Come on! We right? Get back to the original.
I mean, that would be great.
Thank you.
I'm not qualified for that.
Sure you are.
Your just knowledge of Star Wars alone probably qualifies you.
No, they're like Dave Filoni or even...
Jon Favreau.
Jon Favreau would be much better choices.
I would love to see you in one of those competitions on test your Star Wars knowledge and He's you been... go up against the best of the best. And Carl, yes. You could hold your own.
But you've done that, haven't you, at Trivia Nights?
I hate Trivia Nights.
Don't get Carl started on Trivia Nights. It's a sore subject for him.
Because... The people and
I knew
you know,
it. Here we go.
It's hard.
Tell us, Carl.
It's hard to run a trivia night. It's very difficult. You have to deal with a lot of people.
True.
And they put a lot of work into it. And the people that play trivia are awful. And I am one of those awful people.
Well,
who play
the first
trivia.
Step is
no,
admitting
I
there's a problem.
I try not to play trivia because I know. Because
you want to argue with them yeah. over the answer?
The name yes. of the album is Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Do not accept Sgt. Pepper. That is not the name
See,
of the album.
So he's picky.
No,
but
that's
when we
correct.
Question him on
but
real
he's
or
right.
fake, he doesn't
right.
appreciate that.
If you're going to, if, yeah. especially if you're playing for money or for, I mean, I know it's for charity, but whatever. But if you're going to do it correctly.
Carl's the
I
person that
him,
I've
actually.
Bitched
Thank
about
you,
the most at trivia nights when I've had to MC something him. Where somebody will come up and nitpick over an answer, and we're like, dude, we're raising money for the swim team. It's not that important.
Right. But it
it's
is.
Not life or death.
But the people that play trivia play it
They're
very
passionate.
Seriously.
I guess
well,
so.
It's just
They're
people
passionate.
Like me who are very competitive.
If you win,
yes,
you're getting
that
a trophy.
That,
it's not that serious.
If that.
$500.
Well, if you're winning for, if you're playing for money, I could see that. But
it's bragging rights.
At a charity event, no, it's not.
So I usually turn down invites because I get invited a lot. I usually thank goodness for hockey, so I have actual built-in excuses.
Yeah, you always want Carl on your team.
Don't ask me to play trivia nights, please.
I need a trivia person. Carl.
We've deviated there, Ethan. Go ahead. Sorry.
It looks like John Lithgow has confirmed he will play Albus Dumbledore in HBO's upcoming Harry Potter TV series. The Emmy-winning actor admitted the role was a surprise offer and a difficult decision, as it could define the final chapter of his career. So,
no kidding.
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier. It doesn't look like they're going to go with an all-British cast. So,
well, he is. I mean,
he's New England.
He's a great actor, and I've watched him most recently in The Old Man.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been in that.
So good.
So it's been good. Yeah.
And he's in the Oscar-nominated film Conclave.
Yeah,
playing,
I didn't know that.
One of the Canadian offers, Cardinals running for Pope.
Haven't seen it yet. It looks like Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin evening will celebrate the 50th anniversary of Physical Graffiti with a U.S. tour in May. The tour kicks off May 3rd in Wallingford, Connecticut, and wraps up in the Greek Theater in Los Angeles. They do have a St. Louis stop.
Oh, they do?
It's going to be at the factory January, February, March, April, May 17th.
May 17th.
Yep.
I need to go see that.
How is he doing that?
I don't know.
Not like he's got any surviving members in their band. Like, do they just give him permission?
It's a cover band, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And his last name's Bonham.
Yeah. One other one real quick. Paramount Plus has added a vast collection of classic live performances from MTV Unplugged, CMT Crossroads, and VH1 Storytellers to its streaming library. This is, to me, awesome because that's what I grew up watching.
That's a throwback.
Nice. Mm. Back when they, remember the days when they actually played music videos on MTV?
I would come home from school at, 3 o'clock, and I would watch, was it TRL?
TRL.
Yeah.
You'll never look at music the same way again. Just don't watch it these days.
Get more at 971talk.com.